Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is your host, Kennedy Foster. Welcome to the Voices of Courage show, where you see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and you are able to do the impossible. Today, we're diving into a subject that touches every life on this planet, which is money. For many, money is a constant source of stress and fear and frustration. Some see it as a tool of power and control. Others see it as something always just a little out of reach. But what money is or isn't is what we're going to be talking about today. You know, money is a good thing when you have it in your bank account, right? So what if money has a consciousness? A flow of energy that reflects our beliefs, our emotions, and our alignment with our purpose. The truth is, money is neither good nor bad. It's a mirror revealing the stories we carry about within ourselves, our worth, our security, our possibilities. And when we operate from scarcity, fear, or unworthiness, we unconsciously repel abundance. But when we shift our consciousness, when we embrace gratitude, clarity, service, money begins to flow more freely into your life, not as an end itself, but as a tool for creation of your freedom, of your joy, of your happiness in your life, right? So wealth at its highest level is not about accumulation. It's about circulation. Money wants to move through ideas, through service, through generosity. When we align with this flow, we discover that prosperity is less about chasing dollars and more about raising our vibration, expressing our capacity to give and receive, and living courageously in the alignment with our highest purpose. So, on today's show, we're going to explore how to dissolve your limiting beliefs about money, awaken you to your true consciousness, and create abundance that not only elevates your life, but ripples out into your community and your family and everywhere else. How does that sound? Doesn't that sound good? Listen, a lot of you I know struggle with money out there, and I know that it's been a challenge for many of you, but it doesn't have to be. It could be something that honestly grows your life in so many ways. So I have a very special guest. She's got a new film out all about money. And we're going to be talking about that as soon as I get back from this short little break. So we'll be right back.
Whether because of discomfort, lack of mobility, your lifestyle, or occupation, you sit inactively way too many hours a day. Introducing Ellipse, the premium quality automatic seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation without physical strain or impact.
It is so quiet that none of my coworkers even know I'm using it.
Strengthen and tone your legs. Increase your mobility, flexibility, and balance. Plus, stimulate healthy circulation.
My joints feel better, my knees feel better, my back feels better. It makes me feel stronger too.
Perfect for home therapy. Whisper quiet to use while you work.
My circulation is moving, I'm burning calories, and it makes me feel energetic.
Call now and order Ellipse, the seated exerciser that strengthens legs, increases mobility, and boosts circulation. Call and get upgraded to the deluxe bundle. Get the faster motor for 5 miles of steps per hour, the step counter, the sport mat, and wireless remote. Call now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kennedy Foster. And guess what? I have Jackie Woodside with me today. Hi, Jackie. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, it's always great to do shows with you. You and I have done so much together over the years. I always appreciate our collaboration. So congratulations on the success of the show of yours. It's amazing.
Thank you. Yeah, this show is doing really well. Yeah, 185 countries, 29 TV networks, 200 plus podcasts. And now we're at 22 radio networks across the country and growing. So we're doing some cool things. Yeah. Yeah. A lot of people are really responding to this. And, you know, the topic today is a topic that I think everybody has an interest in. So I want to kind of take a deep dive with you. But before I do, I want to introduce you to those that are just joining us for the first time with one of your interviews. Jackie Woodside's a best-selling author. She's a dynamic speaker and acclaimed trainer known for helping individuals and organizations create conscious, purpose-driven lives with a background in psychotherapy and decades of coaching experience. She blends practical strategies with spiritual insights to inspire transformation inside and out. She's authored several influential books, including Calming the Chaos and The Money Vibe, which offer practical frameworks for mastering mindset, energy, and personal effectiveness. And through her speaking, her writing, and coaching program, she empowers audience worldwide to align with their highest values, gain clarity, resilience, purpose, and create lasting and success and fulfillment. And she has a new film out we're going to be talking about today. It's The Money Vibe.
Your money vibes. What's your money vibe? Let's take a look at that today.
Yeah, what is my money vibe? Yeah, well, it must be a good money vibe because you're in my life.
There you go. Well, that's one of the things that you can look at for sure. Because like, as we both know, like attracts like on the energetic plane.
Yeah.
Well, similar energies, like energies, get attracted to one another. So it's no coincidence that, you know, when you and I first met, we liked each other right away and you know, have been friends for many, many years, collaborators, colleagues. We've done so much together. And it was an instant connection. You know, that's what like attracts like on the energetic plane really means, is that the people who have a similar resonant energy to yours based on your inner world of perception and beliefs and emotions, people who perceive and think and feel like you do will resonate like you do. And you'll meet them at some conference or at a party and be like, oh, I don't know what it is about that guy. I just like his vibe.
Yeah.
And then as you get to know one another, you'll come to see that you have.
Well, you know, some people have a money vibe that, you know, you can just, it almost pours off of the way that their charisma, their karma, the way they present themselves, the way they dress, the way they show up, the way they carry themselves. They just seem to have a money vibe. And other people, you look at and you go, wow, you can tell they're struggling. I can't. I kind of tune in. I can tell pretty quickly if somebody's struggling or somebody's really got a lot of vibration and energy.
Yeah. So everybody has a money vibe, right? You can't not have one.
Yeah.
So your money vibe is the vibratory pattern that gets created by your beliefs, emotions, attitudes, and thoughts about money. So you either have a high money vibe where I love money and money loves me. Money comes to me in unexpected ways. I feel good about my financial future. I'm excited about earning and giving and creating a difference in the world. Like that, those are statements that would reflect a high money vibe, person who is caring and conscious and loving and accepting of this thing called money, not being addicted to it, craving it like it has some power, but really seeing it as a tool.
Yeah.
And people with a low money vibe, as you were just, you know, kind of reflecting, people who have a high money vibe carry themselves in a particular way and they present themselves in a particular way. People with a low money vibe, again, you can see it very quickly in how they dress, how they walk, how they talk, and certainly how they talk about money. Low money vibe are things like, oh, I can't stand money. You've got your head in the sand. I don't want to think about it. I had a coaching client years ago who was just about to declare bankruptcy because she hadn't been paying attention to what her debt load was. And she was able to avoid that because we did some work around her money vibe, changed her thoughts, changed her emotions, changed her beliefs. And that results in changing your actions about money, therefore creating a different flow of money into your life. So everybody has a money vibe. The question is, what kind of money vibe are you holding?
Yeah, I love that. Well, you know, in the interest, I think of my own life, Jackie, and I think about, you know, I have a story. You know, Judy and I, my wife and I, had just moved into a home and we just arranged all the furniture perfectly. Everything is just perfect, right? And she said to me one day, you know, I want to have this feng shui person come in, right? And, you know, and I'm like, why? She says, well, I think the energy is dead in our environment. And she said, I think we need to change it up. So we did that. And then I did some inner work and the money just started flowing like crazy. And I can't tell you how many times over the years whenever I felt stuck around money, I call my money vibe people who get me in stock. And you're one of them. You know, you're one. You get people in stock.
Yeah.
So let me back up a bit, though, because some people don't know you. So how did you get into this game? How did you get into the Money Vibe game?
Yeah, sure. You know, I guess part of it was based on need. Part of it was based on interest. I was a psychotherapist for many years. And you know, so I understand human beings and the impact of our inner world on our outer condition. But going back, you know, I say based on need. Well, because I was flat broke and homeless at one point in my life. You know, that will definitely get your attention. And as I did my inner work, I came to see that I was a person living with a really limiting beliefs and, you know, even disdain for money. I struggled with money. I had negative thoughts and feelings about money. And so I came to see that, you know, that is it. If I could change my inner world, how would that impact my results? And literally going from, you know, flat broke and homeless, buying groceries with a mobile mart card, your mobile credit card, because back in the day, I'm aging myself a bit, but back in the day, you couldn't use a credit card to buy groceries. You probably remember that, Ken. You'd have to, you know, use cash or do this old fashioned thing called write a check. And I didn't have any money, but I had a mobile credit card. I had a mobile gas card. And at a mobile mart, I could get some groceries that way. So that's where I came from. So you say, what got me into this? Well, part of it was need that I really saw that if I kept recreating this negative assumption, these negative feelings about money, I was going to end up, you know, just kind of flat broke and struggling my whole life.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I think it's fair to ask, too, where are you now?
Yeah, no, great, great question. So I went from, you know, homeless to three waterfront homes. We actually just tore down one of our summer cottages and we are starting our build next Monday to build a year-round home instead of a cottage up on the St. Lawrence River in the Thousand Islands. So homeless to three waterfront properties, one in Massachusetts, two in New York, and flat broke, you know, buying my groceries with a mobile mart card to multiple seven-figure assets. Okay. So this work is real. It's powerful. I've seen it in my life and the thousands of lives that I've touched through this work.
Well, I've sure seen it in my life, and it does work. It changes people's lives. So let me, you know, so for people that don't know, like, what is a money vibe, right? I mean, is it an energy? Is it a frequency? Is it a vibration? Is it something we hold in our head? Is it something we pray about? What is a money vibe?
Yeah. So we have a vibe, a frequency, a vibration about everything. So how you think and feel creates a resonant energy around you. And if, say, we hooked you up to an EEG or even an electromagnetogram, you don't even have to put those things on your head. And we showed you pictures of war and struggle and strife and difficulty and fires and, you know, all kinds of calamity. You would see the impact of the energetic field around you through the EEG. And then if we showed you pictures of, you know, somebody holding a baby or walking on the beach or watching a sunset, again, your vibratory pattern of thought changes. The same is true with the heart chakra, with an EEG. If you do a meditation, the energy of your brain and your heart chakra, it goes into coherence and it changes. You can feel the difference if you're hustling about, running a bunch of errands and you're short on time, what your energy feels like, versus sitting in a group meditation with people that you really enjoy. The energy is different. You know that. You have that experience and science backs this up. So what is a money vibe? It is the vibratory pattern created, meaning your vibe, how you think and feel, created by your inner world of belief, emotion, attitudes, and thoughts. Now, if you're watching closely, you'll notice BEAT, beliefs, emotions, attitudes, and thoughts. It is your beat, BEAT, that creates your vibe, that creates your experience of whatever it is. You have a vibe about your fitness and health. You have a vibe about money. You have a vibe about relationships. So whatever your vibe is, your inner world of belief, emotion, attitude, and thought, that is what creates your inner world. So let me just give you a very simple example of this. Years ago, I was doing consulting work in the mental health field, and I'm fluent in American Sign Language. I know a lot about deafness and worked in the deaf community for many years. And a friend of mine was setting up a program to serve a mental health program for deaf people. And she kept calling and asking me questions about it. And finally, after her third or fourth call, I just said, hey, Brenda, why don't you just hire me to do this for you? I know how to do this. Why don't you hire me? She's like, oh my gosh, do you have time? And I said, I don't know. Do you have money? Anyway, so I got hired and I had a consulting gig with them for 10 years, setting up and running that program. Now, I told that story to a bunch of my friends and most of them said, oh my God, I can't believe you just asked her to hire you for that. And I thought, wow, imagine if I had that vibe, whatever those emotions, attitudes, and thoughts, telling those people that I was too forward or too forward and asking for that work. Imagine if I believed that. They wouldn't have gotten that service. They would have struggled. And I wouldn't have had 10 years of wonderful relationship with that wonderful organization. That's how your inner world of belief, emotion, attitude, and thought creates your outer world. Because I didn't have some belief that I shouldn't be that forward, I was like, hey, why don't you hire me to do that? And she did. And it created an outcome. We do that unconsciously all day long.
Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to find what stops the money vibe from being there. Okay. I mean, what types of belief, what are the beliefs that stop the money vibe from being there? We'll be right back.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. Guess what? They want your money and they can take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter right over here that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you right now. So what do? You fight back by letting our team of experts work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And hey, we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight really hard to save your money. So if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket. 5 minutes of your time right now can save you thousands of dollars. And the best part, it's a free call. So please call right now.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. Before I get to my guest again, she's sitting here waiting to answer that question. I want to let you know that you can subscribe to all of our shows on YouTube. Right now, you can go to youtube.com/TheCourageNetwork, youtube.com/TheCourageNetwork. And you can subscribe there, you know, to get all our shows every week. But more importantly, when you subscribe, you'll also be able to pass on these shows weekly to those that you love. So we hope that you'll take us up on that, and we hope you go over to the YouTube channel. All right, back to my guest, Jackie. Okay, that question I asked you, you know, those beliefs that stop us dead in our tracks from having money. What is that? What are they? Some of them. Practical.
Well, rather than just tell people what the answer to that question is, I actually am going to do a little litmus test for people so they can begin looking for themselves at what their money vibe is. There's three simple questions that I ask people to help them discern what their money vibe is. And I'm going to propose those to your listeners right now. The first one is, what do you most often say about money? What comes out of your mouth? Is it things like, wow, I'm so grateful that I've got the money to do this extra trip, or I'm so grateful that we have the money to renovate the house, or I'm so excited about my financial future? Or is it things like, God, I'm just getting by. What if I don't have enough for retirement? Am I going to be okay in my older age? Do I have enough for the kids? How am I going to put them through college? You know, what do you actually say to your spouse, your partners, your friends, your business associates? What do you say about money? So, you know, after the show or right now, maybe you're thinking about it, write it down. Write it down. What do you say about money? The second question, you have to be discerning here because you might think these are the same thing, but they're not. How do you most often feel about money? How do you most often feel about money? Now, feelings are things like elated, joyful, expectant, excited, or stressed, worried, concerned, upset, angry, withdrawn. Resigned. So you want to go, you know, when you think about money, when you're paying the bills, when you're out doing the grocery shopping, when you're talking to your spouse, what is your emotional field about money? know, I've asked this question of literally thousands, tens of thousands of people. And most often people say, I feel stressed. I feel worried. I feel insufficient. I feel like I'm not very good at this. The third question is, again, you have to be discerning. This is different than the last question. What do you most often think about money? Now, thinking is, thoughts are not the same as feelings, although they're correlated. So if you think things like, I don't think I'm going to have enough, your feeling will probably be fear, anxiety, and stress. If you think, oh God, I love money and I'm excited about my financial future, your feelings will probably be something like satisfaction, expectancy, hope, positivity. So go through those three questions, and what you're going to see is there's likely a pattern that your thoughts, feelings, and words are correlated to each other. So, you know, I've never seen it be the case that people have, you know, kind of negative thoughts and feelings about money, but say very positive things. Generally, the way we speak is the way we think and feel. So when you look at that, you're going to see the kinds of beliefs that people hold that are low money vibe are, I can't, it's hard, I'm not one of the lucky ones, money is hard to come by. Those are low money vibe beliefs versus high money vibe beliefs, money is everywhere. And I just have to direct the current of money into my life. Or I love money. Money is just substance. Money is a tool at my disposal, and I'm grateful to have it.
So if someone has a belief, you know, and sometimes beliefs are buried in the surface.
Yeah, right? they don't even realize you have them. Yeah.
Yeah. So I've learned, and I'm sure you know this, is that low money vibe leaves clues, right? And clues are, you know, lack of money in your bank account, not be able to buy what you want, go where you want, do what you want, you know, things like that. So it leaves clues. So if somebody has a subconscious belief there and they don't know what it is, can what you're suggesting, can affirmations or holding onto a belief override that? Or do you have to go down and release that? What's your thought around that?
Yeah. I don't think, you know, I do think you have to be able to start getting a sense of what it is, what is in that inner world. Yeah. One of the tools I teach for that is to write a financial autobiography. Start with your earliest memory about money. What was it? What was happening when you realized money is a thing? And then go from there and trace your financial life from your earliest memory of what money is up until today. And what I saw when I did that is that my earliest money my earliest memory about money was my mother rolling pennies to send us to an afternoon matinee, which she didn't have the money to send us. So she got down her big Maxwell House coffee can that was up in the cupboard with pennies in it and rolled pennies to send us to the film, to the afternoon cinema. And I remember being, you know, 5, 6 years old thinking, oh, money, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be easy, but we'll just get by. And I carried that belief with me well into my, you know, kind of 30s and even beyond, where I finally uncovered, oh, that was always the case for me. You know, I would get by. I went to college, but I had a basketball scholarship and I worked two jobs. Right. I went to graduate school, but I worked awake overnights while I was in graduate school to be able to pay the bills. I got by, but it wasn't easy. It was hard. Yeah. So now that's when, instead of doing affirmations, what I recommend people do first is a clearing exercise. Write down the affirmation, you know, I love money and money loves me, or money comes to me easily. Say that, money comes to me easily. And then do a brain dump. I say, puke up that fur ball of all the negative thoughts that get generated by that. Oh, that's not true. Money doesn't come to me. You must be one of the lucky ones. I'm not one of the lucky ones. Money is just hard. Money hates me. If you write all that negative stuff, eventually what happens is your mind gets quiet. Your mind gets quiet. And then write it again. I love money and money loves me. Money comes to me easily. You'll trigger it again, some negativity. And if you do that 3 or 4 or 5 times, eventually you just have silence. I call that getting to zero. You have silence. And in that silence, then you can write the affirmation. I love money and money loves me. Money comes to me easily. And just simply close your exercise by saying, and so it is.
I love it. All right, listen, I got to take another quick break. We'll be right back. I want to talk about some of the misconceptions people have around making money, having great energy, that type of thing. So we'll be right back.
Hi, everyone watching at home. We're here to remind you that if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have live agents available right now to answer your questions and tell you how much your case is potentially worth. Hi, I'm Gina Belich, here with spokesman and TV personality Tom Mustin with us in the Help Center. So, Tom, phones are really busy over there. Tell us what kind of calls you're seeing.
Well, Gina, first off, thank you for having me here in the call center with you. We always enjoy talking to the viewers and getting folks the compensation that they deserve. You know, we're seeing calls about all kinds of accidents, but the most common by far has been car accidents. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident that was not your fault, give us a call right now. You'll speak with a live person. They'll answer any questions you have and tell you if you have a case and how much your case is potentially worth.
Thanks, Tom. All right, folks at home, you heard it. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Kendi Foster. I'm talking with Jackie Woodside today. We're talking about Your Money Vibe. She has a new movie out. We'll be talking about that in a minute. And before we do that, let's finish that question. Misconceptions about making money, having money, our energy, things we're talking about. What do people misconceive around it?
Yeah, I think some of the common misconceptions around money is that we give it so much power. Mm-hmm. And, people often, one of the main misconceptions is that if I had more money, then I would fill in the blank. If I had more money, then I'd be happier. If I had more money, then I'd be able to do what I want to do. And the research shows that having more money beyond having your basic needs met does not equate with greater happiness. Somewhere around $70,000 a year, once you're around that, $70,000, $75,000 a year, adding more money to it does not add more happiness. So having your basic needs met and being able to pay the bills, yes, that absolutely can make life a little bit easier. You're not as stressed about it. But people give some, outdated importance to money. I've worked with literally billionaires and millionaires in my coaching practice. And they were not what I call financially free, even though, of course, they've got all the money to do whatever they want to do and pay for whatever and travel and do whatever. They were constantly worried about money, about making it, about keeping it, about what to do with it. So my definition of financial freedom is never having to worry about money, whether you have any or not.
I was just going to ask you that because that's really so, because a lot of people have the worry habit. They're used to worrying about money, their kids, their families, the world and everything else. You don't have to be a millionaire or billionaire to worry about that. A lot of people do that. Do you think that distracts people from having money? I guess it probably would.
Yeah, sure. If your energy is tied up in the lower realms of consciousness, worry, stress, fear, regret, uncertainty, insecurity, if your thoughts about money and your emotions about money are predominantly tied up with negativity of some form, jealous of other people's prosperity or worried about your financial future, then yes, that perpetuates the problem. People don't recognize that their experience of money is generated internally. So just an example, I'm building a house. I own three houses. They're all waterfront properties and we're building this house. And we want to do it without taking out a loan. So, cash flowing, a very large piece of work is something I've never done before. And so it's challenging my consciousness. And rather than allowing myself to be defined by, oh my gosh, what's going to happen? We're not going to do this. We're going to have to go in debt and I'm not at the right age and I shouldn't be doing this. And not letting my thoughts go that way. But when I notice my thoughts going towards fear, I consciously choose. I teach catch it, challenge it, change it. I catch it. I see my mind going down that worry path. I challenge it by saying, is that the experience you want to create? Is that going to be what you want to have in this process? And then, of course, change it. We're going to have all the resources we need. I write this affirmation every day. We have all the time, talent, and resources that we need. We have all the money that we need to build this house that we call River Haven, to build River Haven. And I am grateful.
You know, some people, Jackie, they get into delusive thinking, though. Okay, let's say they, they've never made over $60,000, and then they're setting goals to make $2 million next year.
It's ridiculous. Yeah,
it's kind of ridiculous. So, where's the line here? Where's the line from going, you know what? I have the experience, I have the resources, I have the capacity to generate the money, versus I'm just starting out.
I tell people that their next step financially has to be in their realm of believability. You have to believe that this is possible. You have to believe that it's something that can actually be manifest. So I had someone come to me and they said they wanted to, have $1 million over the next 30 days. And I was like, well, okay, but is that in your realm of believability? Have you ever made $1 million? Like, even have you made $1 million in a year? No. Okay, well, like, do you have $1 million? Do you have $1 million in assets in the bank? No. Okay, so how much do you really believe that you can generate $1 million? Yeah. And she said, yeah, no, I guess I really don't. I was like, okay, well, let's start in your realm of believability. For most people, and depending on where you are in your level of consciousness, but when I work with people and I get a sense of their consciousness, I say, double it. Well, if you're at 100,000 now, envision making 200,000 next year. If you're at 60,000 now, envision and see and be grateful in advance for making 120 next year. Now, I also mean, you don't just sit back and think happy thoughts and it's all lollipops and rainbows. You also have to go out and do things. So, for my own example, I'm not just thinking good thoughts about having the money to build the house. I'm reaching out to people who I've had contracts with in the past. I'm increasing my outreach on LinkedIn. I'm doing more things to tell money, hey, you got a live one over here. I'm ready for more inflow into my life.
Yes. Yes. And, okay. So that, and I'm listening to you, I'm thinking, okay, so first is the commitment. Like you said, double it. Next comes the purpose around it. Why are you going to do this? And then the most important pieces, though, come what you're talking about, because I hear it in you, is this resolve within you that this is happening. There's this confidence. There's this resolve within you that says this is happening. And let's talk about the how. How is important? Is the how important, or is it, I'm kind of leading question, or is it just going and doing it and going and is there a balance there? What do you think?
What I teach about that is that the what is up to you and the how is up to God.
Okay.
That's what I teach. I never know where the source of my financial good is. In fact, one of my favorite quotes is from Charles Fillmore, who was the co-founder of the Unity Spiritual Movement. He said, God is my source and the consciousness of God is my supply. It's a powerful statement. God is my source, the source of all of my good, my health, my wealth, my love, my relationships. God is the source of all things in my life. And the consciousness of God is my supply. What does that mean, the consciousness of God? Well, it certainly does not mean that you have a low money vibe. The consciousness of God, I don't know. But let's just say it is the highest vibration, unconditional love, complete surrender, absolute acceptance, equanimity, peace of mind, living in those transcendent states like the spiritual masters do, is the supply of all good things in your life.
I love that. When I say to people, I say, God is the doer, you're the chooser. God is the doer.
Yeah.
So you choose, it's like the what. Here's what I'm choosing.
Okay. Yep.
But then you release it, you surrender it. There's a piece there. There's two pieces there that are really important, I think. And one is this, we call it faith, but I call it trust, deep, deep trust and surrender. And the other one, I think, is that never give up. Like, I want to ask you about that, because you seem to be a person that trusts, has faith in your abilities, in God, in the universe, in the creation process. But you don't ever seem to give up, because I know you and I've known you for a long time. Obstacles come in your way. Challenges come your way. And you're like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to do? What am I going to do now? So what happens when that happens for you?
I mean, that's a great question. I don't know about never giving up. I certainly never give up on my spiritual growth, on my self-expression, on expansion and growing. So I want to be growing my consciousness in every way all the time, which is why one of the reasons I love teaching about money, because money is numbers and numbers are infinite. Your growth and your consciousness around money is also infinite. You know, when struggles come up, when things don't go your way, you use the word faith and trust. I want to add a third word. And for me, it's a knowing. Like, I understand spiritual law. I understand the laws of energy and frequency and vibration. I really do understand how to shape shift life. So when obstacles come up and I'm committed, I'm in, like building this house, I've torn down our old cottage, like we're all in, like it's got to happen now. So when I'm all in and something comes up, I have a deep knowing that I can create experiences, I can create outcomes through my energy, focus, and consciousness. And so I move forward. And yes, there'll be setbacks, there'll be things that come up. I call those circumstances. Whether or not they're problems depends on the level of consciousness that you're living in.
Yes. I love that. Well, you know, I think that what we're talking about, and I love the all in. And I was glad you paused on never give up. And what I'm referring to with never give up is like your cottage there, okay? You know, you're all in. That's the words you used. I'm all in. And now, let's say the next obstacle will come up.
But the crew didn't show up on Monday to start. How was that? Just yesterday, the crew didn't show up to start the build. How's that?
That's a good one. So the attitude of gratitude or whatever you hold in your consciousness when that happens, how fast do you let it go? You know, you feel it, you go, oh, well.
It was very interesting. I actually have an Amish building crew. They're Amish carpenters. So I couldn't pick up the phone and text them or call them. So I got in my car and I drove 16 miles to the Amish builder's house, which his wife, when I greeted her, said, oh, he's on his job site. And she gave me directions to where his job was. I said, he's supposed to be at my job site. She said, yeah, he's mentioned that. He didn't finish his other one. So I drove to his job site and we had a conversation and he was delayed and let me know that he'd be there next week. And I walked away and I said, I could either be upset. And, you know, I had driven all the way from my Massachusetts house to my New York house to be there for the build. That did not happen. I said, well, I can choose to be upset. I can choose to be angry, or I can say, and this is where I landed, this build is going to happen. It's going to happen on its own good time. I'm not in any hurry. I own the house next door, so I have a cottage up there anyway. I'm not in any hurry. And he's the best Amish builder in the area. The fact that I have him at all is a blessing. Yeah. So I chose it. You know, again, catch it, challenge it, and change it. Yes, I was disappointed. Yes, I was a little annoyed, right? So catch it, challenge it. Is that how I want to go through this experience? No, it's not. Is that going to create the outcomes that I want to have? No, it's not.
Yeah.
And then I was able to change it. Well, I've got the best Amish builder in the region. I'm really grateful the thing is going to get done. And oh, by the way, I have a house next door where I can stay when this process is taking place.
I love it. Well, you know, for me, there would probably be a piece of forgiveness in there too. But whatever.
No, I mean, forgiveness means that I'm judging that he did something wrong. And I'm not a bit of...
Forgiveness actually means to give up. And what do we give
up? Oh, to give up. Okay. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
To let it go.
Yeah. Just let it go. You know, it's a different culture. Amish culture is different than they call us the English. Amish culture and English culture are very different. And I chose to do this. I chose to use Amish carpenters. Yeah. Time frames for them aren't the same as they are in our culture.
All right, listen, you got this amazing film out, and you know, we haven't touched base on it, but we're gonna touch base as soon as I get back from the break, so that people can see the film, watch the film, change their consciousness, up level their money vibe, and take their lives to the next level. How's that? All right, we're gonna take a quick break, and we will be talking about that film right when we get back. So here we go.
Hi folks, Joe Namath here. Did you know that I wear hearing aids? I love my hearing aids and I am here to help you get a deal on the same brand I wear.
Don't waste thousands on expensive hearing aids when you can get MD Hearing's revolutionary Neo hearing aids for just $297 a pair. The Neo is a true hearing aid, not an amplifier. With rechargeable technology many customers say is superior to more expensive models. And you can get two Neo hearing aids with a 45-day risk-free trial, free shipping, and free lifetime U.S.-based support for only $297. The Neo is nearly invisible with its tiny in-the-ear canal design.
Call my friends at MD Hearing and get the over-the-counter hearing aids that I use for you.
Call now and get not one, but two Neo hearing aids for just $297.
800-789-7885. Again, that's 800-789-7885.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is your host, Ken D. Foster, for the Voices of Courage show today. My guest is Jackie Woodside, and she does have an amazing film out that I really want my audience to see. We're going to put it up on the screen right now. It's called The Money, Your Money Vibes. Jackie, Your Money Vibes. When I watch this movie, what am I going to walk away with?
Yeah, you know, thank you, Ken, for asking. What you're going to walk away with is a clear understanding that pretty much everything you've been taught and thought about money is wrong. And recognizing that your financial future and your current financial experience and your financial past, it's all been generated by your inner world, the programming of the culture that you've been raised in, the ways that you have taken on the thoughts and beliefs of those around you. And you're going to have a clear path to how to up level and change your inner world of belief, emotion, attitude, and thought to raise your money vibe, change your money vibe or raise your money vibe so that you're able to actually move forward with faith rather than fear, confidence rather than insecurity, and actually fun and enjoyment instead of struggle and strife. Wow. It's such a transformative process. There's wonderful, wonderful teachers and speakers. It's a documentary film. And the film will move through the different stages of recognizing that you know what you believe wasn't true, helping you assess how to make those changes, and then go ahead and teach you what to do instead.
How does one find the film? Where do I get it at?
Yeah, so people can just go to yourmoneyvibes.com, yourmoneyvibes.com, and you can sign up there to receive notifications for when it comes out. It actually will be out the end of October of 2025. So you can sign up at yourmoneyvibes.com. Or if you're watching this after the end of October, you can just go there and watch the film. You can also watch it on YouTube. And we're working on different streaming channels as well.
I love it. Okay. Well, all right. So yourmoneyvibes.com. Yourmoneyvibes.com. Jackie, you're a little out of the center there. There you go. All right. So we got to finish this up, but what amazing talk we've had today. Practical, you know, steps. Somebody's sitting there, they watch this, they go, okay, I get it. I got to change my consciousness. I've got to get this new film. I've got to really work on my money now. What's some practical steps they could do today?
Yeah, you know, a couple things that I would recommend that people do. First of all, start being grateful in advance for the things that you want to bring in your life. Like you've probably heard keep a gratitude list, and gratitude lists are very, very powerful for sure. But rather than just keeping a gratitude list, be grateful in advance for what's coming in your life. You notice that earlier I said I write down every day. So I keep a gratitude journal. I write gratitudes every single day. It keeps my mind focused rather than on what's wrong. It keeps my mind focused on what's working in my life and what I'm grateful for in advance. So I write in my gratitude journal, I'm grateful that we have all the money and talent and resources that we need to build our home at Riverhaven. I write that pretty much every day. What you're doing when you're grateful in advance is you're building your faith, you're telling the universe how it's going to go, and you're creating the energetic conditions for that to flow into your life. Don't just write things in a rote fashion. You want to feel the feelings that you're going to have when that thing becomes your reality. So for many, many years, my spouse and I have wanted to build this home up at my summer home. And, you know, we've had that vision, we've held that vision, and now it's our lived reality. Now we are stepping into it. So now I have to see the building process going smoothly, being complete. And I do one thing. I have a vision of my spouse and I having a cup of tea with each other, watching the sunset with our feet up on the railing of the deck, looking at each other and saying, we did it. I feel the energy of that. I feel the gratitude. I feel the relief. So you want to have a specific vision of your financial life being better, a specific vision, hold that in mind and replay it with the feeling of relief, satisfaction, happiness, and joy.
I love it. I'm sitting here. Judy and I just purchased a new home out in the Arizona area. And I've been visualizing my new pool, and taking practical steps. We got the solar coming in, right? So the solar will take care of the pool, and you know my bills will be down, and you know I get tax credit for it. So, but you know the principles you're teaching are absolutely principles that I apply, you apply, and they work.
They work.
It's do they work like magic? They do, as long as we continue it to expand our consciousness, are willing to step into courage, are willing to take daily steps and apply the principles that Jackie said throughout this show, you're going to manifest your dreams too. My encouragement to my audience, Jackie, is to take this show, share it with family, share it with friends, and then replay it several times. Yeah. So there's a lot that went on here. And a lot of affirmations, a lot of ways that they can really start to work with money on this show. So I hope they'll do that. Jackie, thank you so much for being here. It's been my pleasure again. I hope you come back again and again.
Great, Ken. I really want to acknowledge you again for such a successful show. This is really, really such an asset and such a gift to the world. So thank you for doing the show.
Well, thank you for being here and much love. Thanks. We'll be right back.